Our last segment contained calls to Augusta, Georgia through the step tandem, and they went out on Suffolk 4A in Long Island. On those calls, we didn't hear the dial pulsing because Suffolk, being a 4A, doesn't let you hear it. But we could make some more calls through 4Ms to steps and step tandems, and on those we will hear the dial pulsing because 4Ms do let you hear it by virtue of the fact that while they are dialing out, you get to hear the receive path. Here's a call from my east side line through Forest Hills
21233
to New York 4
2122.
That's the 4M to the York step tandem
7179,
which ends up on a supervision test in Stewartstown, Pennsylvania. After Forest Hills finishes MFing the 10-digit number, there is a pause before you then hear New York 4 dial pulsing the number to York. This pause is introduced by the 4M. It may be that it is actually MFing into an auxiliary sender, which then does the dial pulsing. In any case, it does take a long time for a 4M to get ready to dial pulse over a trunk. Now, I just happened to have a call up to a York supervision test on my west side line. Now, here there's no tone applier because the west side line uses New York 6, which doesn't have them. We can get the recording from the York step tandem by whistling this off. And then SFing a vacant level.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. If you need to check the number, please dial directory assistance. This is a recording from York, Pennsylvania, 7179. I'm sorry, your call cannot be completed as dialed.
And let's call the inward operator for a second. Sorry to disconnect so fast, but if I stay on, I'm going to pay for a call to the York area. Now, that was an independent step tandem, and actually most independents do have a recording, though most don't have a numerical ID. Let's make a call that goes out to a Bell System step tandem in Newport News, Virginia. This goes from my east side line via Forest Hills, New York 4, the Newport News step tandem, and this ends up on an ESS in the area. I apologize for partly messing up the sound of the call going through. Just as Forest Hills is starting to MF, I leaned on my 2600 for a second. I guess I was trigger-happy there. But the rest of the call is heard clearly. Now, this being a Bell tandem, vacant levels in this thing tend to do either this,
we're sorry, you've reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
Or this.
Uh.
Did you hear the way that slid into the reorder? What, are they putting the selectors in milk cans now? Wow, I don't think I've heard that noise anywhere else. But of course, the city reorder is extremely common. Very often that's the only intercept there is in a Bell step tandem. Now I'm going to do one more thing here, but before I do, just take a minute and listen to this trunk noise. Oh boy, well I guess I'll have to mention this here. There's another sound that I don't want to call your attention to, and that is this. This sound is always on my east and west side lines. It never has anything to do with anything I'm calling, and I actually don't know what it's coming from. It's just always there in the background on those phone lines. Perhaps it's Mr. Duffy's rocking chair creaking, but in any event, this sound is never what I want to call your attention to. In fact, it's kind of an annoyance. No, I really wanted to just point to the carrier noise in the background here and ignore that high-pitched, buzzy, creaky thing. I know, you can't ignore it now, but anyway, now I'm going to dial 86 and notice how it changes. This is the unmistakable howl of N1 carrier. And we've gone into a trunk to, okay, I don't know how you pronounce it, but it looks like Poquasson, Virginia. This is a small step end office, a CDO, and here's a vacant level.
The number you have reached is not in service. In area code 804, please check the number and dial again. The number you have reached is not in service. In area code 804.
Never thought I'd hear that on N1 carrier. Sort of anachronistic. But the weirdest thing was when I heard Pat Trumbull Wolf on N1 carrier.
We're sorry, you have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this...
Of course, that's another story from my last official phone trip. What we're talking about is 4M's dial pulsing audibly. Now, of course, the way the dial pulsing sounds depends entirely upon the type of trunk and trunk equipment being used at the far end, and it can sound quite different. Here's an example of that. Calling Crete, Illinois, from a number 5 crossbar line, going on a wire trunk to a 4A, which then goes to Chicago 2 over a long-distance carrier. Chicago 2, which is a 4M, then dial pulses to the Crete, Illinois step, and because it's a local-type trunk, you can hear the dial pulsing a lot better. This recording doesn't include the dialing.
Or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording. Thank you. I am sorry. We are unable to complete your call as dialed.
See what I mean about how the 4M dial pulsing sound depends entirely upon the trunk equipment? Now, here's an extreme in the other direction. Here's a call to Catano, Puerto Rico, from my east side line, which goes directly to New York 4. New York 4 delays, as usual, and then dial pulses, the 7-digit number, to San Juan Tandem K. No idea what type of tandem that is. In fact, everything that happens on the Puerto Rico side of this is pretty much a mystery. But after the usual delay, you'll hear the carrier noise from Puerto Rico at a low volume. Now, New York 4 is dialing at this point, but you don't hear anything until just when it's finished. That was a lone dial pulse digit, probably not reflected from New York, but rather originating in Puerto Rico. In any event, this is an example of a 4M letting you hear the receive path while dialing, with no dialing sound reflecting back. Here's a call to Frederickstead in the U.S. Virgin Islands from my east side line to New York 4 to the main Virgin Islands tandem in St. Thomas in a place called Charlotte Amalie. While the dialing is going on, you don't hear any dialing, but you do hear the beginning and end of the digits marked by these soft little ticks. Those are digits beginning and ending, and that is reflecting all the way back from the Virgin Islands, with a delay because it's on a satellite circuit. The call ends up on what apparently is a step with modern tones, and I think the Virgin Islands tandem is also a step with a register sender. This is another call to the Virgin Islands through that same tandem. Let me whistle it off and try SFing something.
This is a recorded announcement. Your call cannot be processed at this time. Please hang up and try again later.
Here's an example where dial pulsing is audible, not from a 4M, but instead from a crossbar tandem in Norfolk. But it's only audible if you're calling it from the right phone line in the New York area. This is a call to the Stromberg XY in Pungo, Virginia, which is a locality near Virginia Beach, going through from my west side phone line. That sounds perfectly normal. It went out on New York 6
21249
to the Norfolk crossbar tandem
8044,
which dial pulsed to the Pungo XY. Now watch this. I'm going to call the same number from my Long Island home. Now because this goes out on Hempstead, you'll hear the MFs, of course, but from Virginia, you're going to hear something that we didn't hear before, and we're calling the same number. Interesting little sound there, isn't it? Yes, that's actually coming from Virginia, but you only hear that sound from Virginia if you're calling from the right line in the New York area. In fact, if I called it from my east side line, again, you would hear this noise. From the west side line, you wouldn't. Why? It's because Hempstead
5166
and Forest Hills, in the case of the east side line, don't have trunks to the Norfolk crossbar tandem. So these New York tandems use the Norfolk 4A.
8048.
which then turns around and uses the Norfolk crossbar tandem anyway. And when you come in from that angle, that very same Norfolk crossbar tandem lets you hear the dial pulsing. So the Norfolk crossbar tandem on a trunk from New York doesn't let you hear the dial pulsing, but on a trunk from the 4A upstairs, it does. This is actually a very common pattern for crossbar tandems. They dial pulse a lot, but usually you don't hear it. Instead, you hear maybe gonging if you're lucky, as we heard on some of the calls to Saskatchewan. But for some reason, they designed crossbar tandems so that when you come in on a wire trunk, you usually do get to hear the outpulsing. The trunk from Norfolk 4A to Norfolk crossbar tandem is just a pair of wires, which means that it's like the trunk from my Lynbrook crossbar 5 to Hempstead. That's why we hear the MFs here, and also why we hear the dial pulsing there. Of course, there was an exception to that, as we've heard already. Wire trunks into crossbar tandems that are designed for CAMA, centralized automatic message accounting, don't let you hear the outpulsing. Instead, you just hear a pause followed by boomta. Here are two more calls to Pungo from my Long Island crossbar 5. The vast majority of wire trunks into crossbar tandems do have that special attenuation, very similar if not identical to the attenuation used, by the way, to allow us to hear the ringtone on a person's phone line. But that special attenuation, which makes all the clicks sound sort of tinny, was very deliberately put there, apparently in an attempt to let the customer hear something so that he knew the call was actually progressing. The idea of letting the customer hear noises to let him know the call is going through, of course, was not limited to this example. Even in the 1980s, Satellite Business Systems, SBS, good old 10888, had a network which would have been dead silent were it not for the fact that they deliberately added noise to their network. So as the call would start to go through, you would hear noise come on, and the only reason for that noise was to let the customer know that something was happening. Unfortunately, they left the noise on through the whole conversation, so it could have been so quiet that you could hear a pin drop. They just didn't want it that way. The most egregious example of special noises being introduced so that customers know the call is going through is, of course, the country of France. In France, they used a lot of a type of switching system called rotary, made by ITT. Unlike STEP, which went 10 terminals up and then 11 terminals over, the rotary system had to search quite a long time before finding the particular terminal your call was going to go out on, and as a result, you had to wait. So they came up with a special tone to keep you on the line.
In France, after you've dialed and your call is going through the French network, you'll hear this tone.
Now, it could take quite a while before ringtone was heard calling France, and I know this from dialing calls to it in the early 1980s. But hey, what better place than France to have a switch that isn't in a hurry and seems to know how to enjoy life?
Beep, 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 beep
That call to France was recorded in 1981 from the East Lake Central office in Decatur, the Atlanta area. Same CO as the old Emory Clinic conference, except now it's ESS. Because international calling is a two-stage process, much of which happens while you're still sitting on the CDPR and can't hear anything, I won't describe the call progress here, but a 1982 recording from Atlanta does work better because you can hear more. This was recorded in the 0+ dialing mode, actually 0-1+. I had made an international call and charged it to my calling card using the Mechanized Calling Card System, MCCS.
Please dial your card number or 0 for an operator now.
And I just happened to get a trunk to TSPS, which allows you to hear the MFs that are sent from TSPS to the 4E that the calls go out on. Hearing the MFs like this is very unusual. The audible MFs combined with the fact that TSPS does let you hear the tone coming back from the international sender as the two-stage outpulsing process proceeds does shed some light on how these calls go through. As for what happens on the France end of things, I'm not quite sure what's going on, but I did observe that sometimes you would have one beeping tone indicating a selection process, which would finally finish and then there would be another beeping tone beyond that one, and then you'd finally get a ring. This recording begins with my dialing pound to disconnect the previous call, and then I get to dial another call on the same calling card.
You may dial another number now. Thank you. You may dial another number now. Thank you.
Le numéro de votre correspondant a été changé. Veuillez consulter l'annuaire ou le service des renseignements. Le numéro de votre correspondant a été changé. Veuillez consulter l'annuaire ou le service des renseignements. Le numéro de votre correspondant a été changé. Veuillez consulter l'annuaire.
What's amazing about that language is that people who speak it have no trouble at all making vowel sounds that I have to stick my foot in my mouth and pull hard to produce poorly. Here's how that call goes through.
You may dial another number now.
I'm on a trunk to TSPS, the 0+ dialing system, which is paired with a trunk to the Northwest Atlanta 4E. After TSPS gets the complete number I'm dialing, it goes off hook on the trunk to the 4E. We hear the 4E flash, and then TSPS sends 011033, which is the network code to reach the international gateway for France. The old code was 182 for White Plains. Meanwhile, to me it says,
"Thank you."
You're welcome. Now the Northwest Atlanta 4E communicates to the White Plains 4E through CCIS. That's the data link communication system that eliminated MFs and predates SS7, that we want the international gateway. We next hear a flash which indicates that the international gateway is ready to receive digits. Interestingly, this flash occurs before the carrier noise comes on. In any case, it is immediately followed by the tone from the White Plains International Gateway. And here's where it gets old-fashioned, because now TSPS just MFs the international number we're calling right down the phone line, and the White Plains 4E hears it. At this point, you can hear the Atlanta to White Plains carrier noise. Meanwhile, White Plains is MFing to the tandem in France. Now we're hearing the carrier noise of the overseas circuit. And now there's a very long delay. I have no idea what's going on in this time. Perhaps someone is being roused from his coffee break. I'm totally kidding. And then finally...
Le numéro de votre correspondant a été changé. Veuillez consulter l'annuaire ou le service des renseignements. Le numéro de votre correspondant a été changé. Veuillez consulter l'annuaire.
Veuillez consulter l'annuaire.
Youch, that's easy for him to say. I had to say it in slow motion and then speed it up, and it's still not right. And now I have to make an appointment with my orthodontist. And my podiatrist. Now, this doesn't have anything to do with long distance, but on this next example from the 1981 Atlanta, France tape, you can hear that very nice crosstalk that some of the ESS offices, more notably the later ones, had while you were on the CDPR. You could actually hear other customers dialing. After I dial the last digit, you can hear them. And then when we cut through to the long-distance network, the crosstalk disappears. Hang on, it's still going through. Hey, what's the hurry? Life is good. Oh no. After all that anticipation, a busy signal?
Quand il me prend dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas. Je vois la vie en rose.
C'est la vie. Anyway, back to the sound of crossbar tandems dial pulsing out when you can hear it. One thing we haven't heard yet is the sound of Hempstead going out to a distant step tandem. The reason is that by 1976, when I made the vast majority of my Hempstead long-distance recordings, there were no step tandems in Hempstead's outgoing trunk field. Everything was either MF out, or it went to Suffolk to get to a step tandem, as was the case calling Augusta, Georgia. But in 1974, Hempstead did use the Schenectady, New York step tandem. I only made a few recordings of it, actually just 3 phone calls, and I didn't even record the whole call. But here's what I've got. See, there are 7 digits of dial pulse to a long-distance tandem, as you can tell by that brief snippet of long-distance noise before I turned the tape off. Boy, I didn't know how to make tapes in 1974. There are 2 more brief snippets. Each of these involves a secondary handshake, like we got in Augusta. But these Hempstead Schenectady trunks don't have a first handshake. If I were to whistle it off, there wouldn't be a flash. Hempstead just picks the trunk and starts dialing away, and then it'll pause if it does see a flash. As you hear Hempstead dial the 3rd digit, you'll notice there's a little pause while Schenectady flashes a 2nd time, and that's because we hit a crossbar 5 office. What follows is the last call to the Schenectady step tandem that I ever made or recorded. Yes, shortly after this, Hempstead lost its trunks to Schenectady, and at that point, Dave Bell gave Schenectady a new nickname, Disconnectedy. Now, the secondary handshake occurring right in the middle of a phone number is both welcome and expected in that particular protocol using dial pulse. But when that happens in the middle of an MF sequence, the crossbar tandem has to consider that something has really gone wrong, and it ends up saving the day by alternate routing the call. We did have one example of a secondary flash happening in the middle of an MF sequence during one of those calls to Fort Myers. Well, you know, thanks to the phone company's decision to make the outpulsing audible from crossbar tandems when you come in on a wire trunk, it was also possible, at least for phone freaks, to make audio that we sent audible to the trunk during the outpulsing. This gave us an interesting technique. A call would start to go through, for example, Bronx to Syracuse for A, and if you blasted a loud 2600 cycle tone down the line at just the right time, the trunk would hear it and reset, producing a flash right in the middle of the MF sequence, and that secondary handshake was not welcome. So we could actually trigger our New York Telephone crossbar tandem to alternate route the call by blasting a loud 2600, and here are some examples of doing that calling the 315 area. This first call was intended to go from my West Side line to Bronx
to
the Syracuse 4A, and then to a crossbar 5. My 2600 Hz tone is very loud, but on this recording I deliberately muted it to make a better tape. For the tape it's soft, for the phone line it's very loud. You'll hear the key pulse of Bronx MFing to Syracuse being interrupted by the Syracuse trunk flashing again. At that point, Bronx will disconnect the Syracuse trunk and pick up a trunk to another 4A, probably Albany, and at that point it will send the 10-digit number to Albany, which then goes to Syracuse, which then goes to the crossbar 5. Now in real time, that's all going to happen pretty fast, but at least you have an idea of what's going on there. As soon as we cut through to Bronx, I'll start blasting the 2600. Here goes. That was a call to a crossbar 5 in the Syracuse sector. Now if you count digits, you can see there's 10 instead of 7. And if you count tandems, there's one 4A cutting through, and there's the second one. So there was an extra tandem added there. Here's another one calling Phoenix, New York, which normally would go through Bronx to Syracuse to the Fulton No. 1 EAX to the end office. But we're going to put another 4A in the connection by triggering the reroute. Now Albany
5182
is the official alternate route for calls to the Syracuse 4A. However, it appears that New York Tel had done something unusual and probably temporary during the time I was making these recordings, because this next example actually alternate routes to a 4A that is over N1 carrier, and it seems unlikely that they would have N1 carrier between the Bronx office and Albany. So very possibly New York Tel is using some other 4A as the alternate route, and that is highly unusual, even under these unusual conditions. In any case, here's a call from my West Side line, which goes out on Bronx, which tries to go to Syracuse but ends up being rerouted to this mystery 4A on N1 carrier, which then goes to Syracuse, which then uses the Boonville step tandem to get to a CX-1000 in Eagle Bay. Here's how that one went through. Bronx? Mystery 4A on N1 carrier. Syracuse, which is dialing through Boonville, and then when we cut through, here's the Eagle Bay CX-1000 via Boonville. Well, we've finally come to the end of this segment. Actually, this one ran a little bit long. I'm not sure quite how that happened, but... Oh yeah, that's right. That explains it. Anyway, there's more to say about audible dial pulsing, but let's not do that next, because that would be getting into minor tandem types, which I don't want to get to yet, because we haven't even covered calls to crossbar ones and panels from long distance, and the next segment will. It won't have as many bells and whistles as this one did, but...
Sorry, your call did not go through.
Hold on a second.
Please hang up and try again.
Get it? Bells and whistles? Like I'd ever really route a call to France through St. Louis. Anyway, in the next segment, we'll actually hear 4A's revertive pulsing. They don't do it over the long-distance network, but they do use RP to certain end offices in their serving areas. That and more are next. The Schenectady and Crete, Illinois calls did require some reconstruction. However, all of the sounds are authentic from the offices I specified. In fact, it isn't possible for a call from New York City to go through Chicago, too, but the call does represent what calls from many other parts of the country did sound like calling Crete, Illinois.